Welcome to the ADA podcast about health anxiety. Today we're talking with Dr. Gordon Asmundson at the University of Regina in Saskatchewan, Canada. Dr. Asmundson, let me ask you the first question. Is there a connection between anxiety disorders and physical health?
This is a very good question, and it's one for which there may be a couple of answers. When people have an anxiety disorder, one of the common characteristics is arousal, bodily sensations that are uncomfortable and that are often physical in nature, amongst other things. And for some individuals, that arousal, those physical sensations, may be interpreted as there may be something wrong with my body. There may be something going on here that could be catastrophic. Am I going to have a heart attack? Am I going to have a stroke? Does that head pain mean I may have a brain tumor? So there is a connection in that way. There's also a connection in that some individuals may have specific concerns about those bodily sensations outside of an anxiety disorder like panic disorder or generalized anxiety disorder. So their anxiety disorder may actually be a health anxiety disorder. So their focus is those bodily sensations and what they mean. Is there something seriously wrong with me physically?
So is it a fair question for people to ask, does my anxiety disorder cause my health problem, or does my health problem cause my anxiety disorder?
That's a fair question, and it's a tricky question. It, again, can be a two-way street. And I think, let me try this as a way of answering that question. Our bodies are not built like stealth bombers. They don't fly silently. They're built more like noisy tanks. And even a healthy body can have a lot of noise inside of it, whether it's a pounding heart or a numb rear end from sitting too long or an upset stomach. There's all sorts of bodily noises, and the way we interpret those bodily noises may impact on whether we're feeling anxious or not, whether we have concerns that something is physically wrong. So harmless bodily sensations can sometimes be interpreted as a sign that something is seriously wrong here, or as a sign of anxiety.
So as a patient, where do I start? What kind of treatment should I go in for first if I have stomach problems, for instance?
Well, if we have stomach problems, stomach upset, that can be a sign that something is physically wrong. There may be a stomach ulcer. There may be some other physical condition or general medical condition that we would need to rule out. So starting with a visit to the doctor to see if a pain or an ache or some other bodily sensation is symptomatic of a general medical condition. If not, there may be other explanations. It may be due to stress. It may be due to poor sleep. It may be due to a change in activity from being inactive to being active. There's many explanations that are alternatives to the idea there must be something physically wrong.
Can you elaborate a little bit about stress and the role it plays in health anxiety?
Yeah. We live in a society that is full of stress. If we look at the average day for a person, we could easily assume that each of us could benefit from an extra 4 hours in a day. So there's not a lot of time to relax and take time for ourselves. So living in such a stressful environment puts us in a situation of being quite often aroused. It creates a lot of these bodily sensations that we've been talking about. It could be a headache, it could be muscle pain, it could be a racing heart, it could be a sore stomach, it could be a pain in the leg. The bodily noises are endless. stress tends to lead us to jump to conclusions about what those aches, pains, and bodily noises are signals of. So it tends to not only turn up the volume on those sensations, but it tends us to leap to catastrophic conclusions about what those might be indicators of. We often don't recognize that we're living such stressful lives, and at times we jump to the conclusion, sometimes it's jumping to the conclusion, that these signs must be indicators of something physically wrong. It couldn't just be stress, but sometimes it is.
So in terms of the best thing to treat first, you go to your physician if you have stomach ache, for instance, and any serious illnesses are ruled out, and then what?
Right. That's the responsible place to start. What sometimes, or what often happens, is people with a lot of health anxiety will not like what the doctor has said, because they have some conviction that this must be something physically wrong and haven't perhaps considered other explanations. So they'll go to another doctor and another doctor and another doctor, what we might call doctor shopping. And we don't want that to happen. Maybe a second opinion, but if the second opinion is similar to the first, then a good idea is to stop with seeking reassurance, in some cases, from the doctor that something is physically wrong, but at the same time looking for short-term relief from the message that there is nothing physically wrong. And that's a key, is to discontinue reassurance seeking and checking whether it's a lump in one's breast that is rubbed and rubbed and rubbed to the point where it does become sore, so something now does seem to be physically wrong, as opposed to a benign condition. To, now this is easier said than done, but to try and stop checking, and that can include responsible use of the internet, which is a almost unlimited source of information, some of it good and some of it bad for people who have health anxiety. There's a condition we call cyberchondria now, which is excessive use of the internet, checking for health-related information. That type of checking should also be limited and, if at all possible, stopped. And if the doctor says there isn't a general medical condition, if these sensations and bodily noises persist, and there is a tendency to want to continue seeking reassurance, checking, then it may be a good idea to contact a mental health professional or talk to the doctor about a referral to a mental health professional to see whether anxiety and stress or some other non-harmful explanation for those bodily sensations may be found. And we do know that there are effective psychotherapies that, although initially are inconsistent with the idea that something is physically wrong, this couldn't just be in my head, which is the unfortunate message that people are often given. There are effective psychotherapies. It isn't all just in one's head. The bodily sensations are real. However, that doesn't mean that they indicate that something is physically wrong.
So what are some things you can recommend that I would do if I have health anxiety about something? What's the first thing I could do myself to try to recover and try to get past this?
On your own, there are some effective things that one can do. And to some extent, these may involve changing some of the habits, changing some of the behaviors that often become common for individuals with a lot of health anxiety. And one example is the checking that I mentioned, or avoidance of things that were once pleasurable, but for which there's now a fear that these may lead to some physical catastrophe. Some people avoid enjoyed leisure activities for fear that things are going to get worse. So one thing is to become active again and to also try to become effective at managing stress. So learning how to relax. There's some good, easily self-taught ways to learn how to progressively relax. And we know that relaxation can have a big effect on the bodily noise, and if it's the bodily noise that's causing the concern, then one can learn that the bodily noise is actually manageable. If it's a disease process, is it likely that reducing your stress and relaxing is going to change the bodily noise, the sensations? Probably not. So if it does, then there's some learning and some experience in finding out that these sensations are actually within my control. So that's one thing that can be done, and there are a number of others.
Do you recommend self-help books and things like that? And I know the internet checking can get a little out of hand, but is the internet a good source of this kind of information as well, within reason?
If used responsibly.
Of course, yes.
And there are a number of good self-help books for people with health anxiety, and those are an excellent place to start. Several of these books allow people to do a self-assessment to determine whether they should seek the help of a mental health professional or whether they may do fine progressing through the chapters of the self-help book. And again, done in the context of an initial evaluation to ensure that any general medical condition that may be responsible for the bodily sensations isn't present.
Very good. This has been very helpful, Dr. Asmundson. Let me thank you again. And this is Jean Kaplan-Tycho for ADAA.